are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time, 855, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We've got Diane Tebbets joining us here, talking about a big fundraiser coming up for Shiloh Home of Hope next month.
Yeah, it's just a little over a week. Diane, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going here when it comes to your big fundraiser, and what is your big fundraiser for folks that don't know?
Okay. Brad Stein, God's Comic, is coming to Emporia on Friday, August the 4th for benefit performance to proceeds going to Shiloh House of Hope.
Okay. Where is he going to perform, and how much are tickets here for Brad Stein?
Okay. He will be performing at the Granada Theater. His performance starts at 7 o'clock, and tickets are $20 each. They can be, they can call me and we can reserve them, or they can purchase them at the door. Doors open at 6 o'clock that evening.
And that, again, is Friday, August the 4th at 7 p.m. Well, tell us about Brad Stein, a little bit about his history.
I have been following him for about 3 years on Facebook and on YouTube, but he is a very conservative Christian comic. He is awesome to listen to, and you can't help but laugh at the man. He's one of a kind.
Understood. How did this wind up getting connected here to Shiloh Home of Hope, for those that don't know?
My son started emailing him, and Brad said that he would share with a charity of our choice, and my son chose Shiloh House of Hope.
Oh, that's easy enough. Have you had a chance to talk recently with Carol Alderman, the director of Shiloh Home, and see what they need as far as, you know, where this money is going to wind up going?
Well, I think one of their big concerns right now is the Women's Pregnancy Center is looking for funding for an ultrasound. As far as where the proceeds will go, that I do not know, because Shiloh has the House of Hope for Women there, the Pregnancy Center. They also are over the Men's Mission and the Abundant Harvest. So that money may kind of be spread between the four. I'm not sure. She hasn't told me, and it's up to them where they designate the money.
Sure. So. Understood. What is it about Shiloh's mission really that has stood out for you? Is it that care for women and for young kids?
It's because it's a Christian-based nonprofit, and it is in the community. And that was something that's very important to my son. You're going to support your local community. So,
all right, don't delay. Yeah. Get your tickets today. Brad Stein, God's Comic, raising money for Shiloh House of Hope, will be at the Granada Theater a week from tomorrow, 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20 a person. Granada Theater, great venue, and a real funny guy. So I think you'll enjoy your time and raise money for a great cause coming up a week from tomorrow. Anything else you'd like to add, Diane?
Well, if people want to reserve tickets, they can call me at 620-757-1390, and I'll book them.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Diane, thanks for joining us. Hope there's a phenomenal turnout, and we will probably see you there.
Thanks, Diane.
All right. Thank you. And you folks have a great day.
You too. Diane Tebbets. Fundraiser, Brad Stein, God's Comic, a week from tomorrow at the Granada Theater.
And don't forget, too, that tomorrow's going to be a busy day here on our airwaves as well. Our newsmaker guest at 7:20 tomorrow, if my computer hitched up on me as I was refreshing pages. But we'll have Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon as our newsmaker guest. We'll talk about the fans that were announced earlier this week, but also the summer demand for rent, utility, and food. Michelle Margeson will be around 7:45 to talk about the Denim and Diamonds update. There's What's in Outdoors at 8:25 tomorrow, and also the Corporate Challenge update with Emporia Recreation Commission and Wellness Supervisor Aaron Hammond, all part of tomorrow's morning show here on KVOE.
Yeah, Chuck alluded to the fans at the Salvation Army. They received, I think, a donation of 50 from Sutherland's, if 30. I'm not mistaken.
30? Exactly 30, yeah.
30, and we... I would, that was a couple of days ago, so we're not quite sure if they have any left at this point.
Captain Haddon said they were probably going to go pretty quick.
Yeah, I would think.
Especially in this heat.
All right, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:59.
Win over $5,000 in prizes playing hide and seek. KVOE Country 101.7.